Almost three decades ago, Congress barred the federal government from paying for abortions. That means abortions aren't covered by the health plans offered to federal employees, including military personnel. But should the government refuse coverage even in cases of severe fetal deformity? That question is now before the Ninth Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals. It's reviewing the case of a Navy wife who had her pregnancy aborted when she found out the fetus was missing most of its brain. A federal judge ordered the military's health plan to pay for the abortion, but now the government is trying to get the money back. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
The woman at the center of this legal battle is the wife of a Navy enlisted man based here in Washington State. The court is protecting her privacy, referring to her as Jane Doe, but the details of her pregnancy and abortion 2.5 years ago are a matter of public record. Dr. Tom Easterling at the University of Washington Medical Center consulted on her case. He says her fetus suffered from what's called anencephaly.
The words mean "and," meaning not. Encephaly, meaning there's no encephalon, so that the whole entire upper portion of the brain has not formed.
On his computer, Easterling brings up photos of anencephalic fetuses whose skulls terminate just above their eyebrows.
And you can see in a profile here, the whole upper part of the head is missing. So the primitive parts of the brain that tell our heart to beat and do sort of baseline functions are present, but the thinking part of the brain is totally absent.
Confronted with this diagnosis and the certainty that her child would die soon after birth, Jane Doe decided to end the pregnancy. But the Navy's insurance would not pay for the procedure because of the federal law against funding abortions. 11 years ago, Maureen Bertel found herself in the same situation. To her, abortion seemed to be medically necessary.
For me, it was, you know, my child can't live. There's no chance of survival. You know, am I going to continue on this death watch, or are we going to allow our family to move through the grieving process? So for me, it wasn't even an abortion in my head.
But Bertel is married to an Air Force pilot, and after the abortion, the hospital informed them that the military insurance plan wouldn't pay.
Never in a million years did I think, as a military wife, that the government was going to have some bizarre carve-out for military families saying that we would not have access to the same legal medical procedures that other civilians have. Thought never crossed my mind.
Bertel sued the government and won, but lost the case on appeal late last year. Here in Washington State, Jane Doe did get the military to pay for her abortion with the help of a federal judge. The military's health plan complied, but the government appealed the case to the Ninth Circuit. In this court recording of the oral arguments, Justice Department Attorney August Flinchett told the judges that the government's concern for potential life extends even to fetuses that are missing most of their brains.
33% of them are born with a heartbeat. They're alive. Some survive a week, and the life of an anencephalic infant can last as long as 2 months. There might be no consciousness, although there is brain activity. It's similar to a persistent vegetative state.
The government says there's a danger of a slippery slope when dealing with anencephaly. Greg Pence, a medical ethicist at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, explains the concern.
Once you start admitting that one kind of terribly serious congenital defect in utero is a reason for an abortion, how do you not say that the next one over isn't also a reason?
Pence says the slippery slope argument holds a lot of sway when courts are asked to make rulings about the viability of a life. He says there's no simple legal definition of life. While the average person might assume that a functioning brain is part of the definition, he says the courts do not always make the same assumption.
Certainly, this fetus has is brain absent. It will never be a person. But in some sense, it is alive. In some sense, medical technology might be able to keep that humanoid thing alive for 16 months. It just would never be anywhere near a person.
The case of Jane Doe was getting legal support from abortion rights activists who hope the San Francisco-based Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will sympathize with her point of view. They don't believe the case has the potential to strike down the general ban on federally funded abortions, but they do hope the Jane Doe case might compel the government to allow some exceptions to the rule. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.